With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Turning up the heat on Hamas, Israeli troops on the doorstep of Gaza City.
The troops have divided the northern and southern parts of Gaza as communications across the besieged territory were temporarily cut on Monday for the third time since the war started. Israeli media is reporting the troops are expected to enter Gaza City on Monday or Tuesday. The developments come after Israeli airstrikes hit two refugee camps in the central Gaza Strip on Sunday, killing scores of people, health officials say. Israel has so far rejected US suggestions that it take a humanitarian pause from its relentless bombing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Secretary of State Blinken has been in Turkey on a mission to get more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Earlier, Blinken made stops in Iraq and the West Bank. Also at SRNnews.com, the Ukrainian Defense Ministry investigating why a military award ceremony was held so close to the border with Russia. A Russian missile strike on the ceremony left 19 Ukrainian soldiers dead. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he is not ready to talk with the Russians.
I don't have, for today, I don't have any relations with Russians. And they know my position. That is the position of my country. That is the position of our people. We don't want to make any dialogue with terrorists.
Zelensky on NBC's Meet the Press. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds set to endorse Ron DeSantis for president. That's expected later today. A recent New York Times poll has former President Trump leading President Biden in 5 of the 6 battleground states. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 17 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 28 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans pine for the 1950s.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 55% of adults believe that the country's culture and way of life have changed for the worse since the 50s. White evangelical Protestants feel even more strongly. 77% say the American culture and way of life of the 50s was better. 60% of mainline Protestants agree, as do 57% of Catholics. In fact, Democrats are the only group that generally feels the country is better now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as the horror of Hamas's October attacks remains fresh in their minds, Jews around the world will be remembering another historic violation this week. November 9th marks the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass. It happened in Germany in 1938 when Nazis attacked Jews in their homes, businesses, and places of worship, arresting some 30,000 Jewish men. This is SRN News. Tyson Foods recalling almost 30,000 pounds of breaded chicken.
The company wants its Fun Nuggets off shelves after consumers complained of finding metal pieces in the dinosaur-shaped patties. The nuggets, sold in 29-ounce bags, were produced on September 5th by the Berryville, Arkansas company. Tyson says the recall is voluntary out of an abundance of caution. The nuggets, subject to the recall, carry the number P7211 on the back of the package and were shipped to distributors in Alabama, California, Illinois, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin to be passed on to retailers. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
There is outrage in Cincinnati after a drive-by shooting sent scores of bullets into a crowd of youngsters. Police say the gunman killed an 11-year-old boy. 4 other children and an adult were struck as well. And so far, there have been no arrests. More details at SRNnews.com.